Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my gosh. So I was actually going to create a show this Sunday called I Have a Goal. Martin Luther King had a dream, and I think some people are still dreaming. And I have a goal. I'm a person, if you look at my track record, my history, I don't talk the talk, I walk the walk. I think I'm the realest, one of the realest black people in America. I have to tip my hat to Chris Rock. Chris Rock, I'm going to tell you how this all started today. So last night, I actually finally vented. I was working on an event with the Missouri Comets. Charlene Keller, without really giving her too much publicity and talking about it, but that kind of sparked this. I just finally had to let her know that I didn't appreciate the way she was treating me, which was very unprofessional. Long story short, you can do the due diligence. If you go to the Lee Summit Journal website, which is Lee Summit Journal, it's a newspaper, we received 2 front page cover stories thanks to my TV show, Inside Kansas City Show, and an amazing journalist, Toriano Porter, with the Missouri Comets. I'm a person that likes to promote other people. A young lady named Sierra, Kennan, which is actually a dancer, is from Lee Summit. So I wanted to get her promoted because it's not about me. It's about what we can do for other people and how we can all do this thing called life together, helping one another. That's what life's all about. So anyways, I had to let her know publicly that I wasn't happy with the way she was treating me, unprofessional in business, and I left a question mark that, you know, you're very rude, but maybe you're racist. I didn't say she was. It was a question mark. So a question mark is not a statement. It's a question. So maybe she is, maybe she isn't. Anyways, I was on my ex-baseball teammate Dan Grice's page, and every now and then you go onto Facebook and you look at news, and I guess there was a lot of things going on in Baltimore last night. So I read his page, and people were just ripping about, you know, all the things that were happening in Baltimore, the good, the bad, the ugly. Then I went on Twitter and saw that, oh, my gosh, there's riots right now. And so I actually, last night had to actually write some things that happened in my life. My grandmother, my aunt told me that my grandmother, her father, I believe, was shot point blank by a white man in a field. Imagine that, you know. And then that caused me to do my lineage. I retraced my family tree last year, and I actually found out which of my ancestors came from Africa. So in doing that, and correct me, anybody, if I'm wrong, please correct me, but in doing that research, I realized that a lot of Jewish people owned the slave ships. And to this day, a lot of the Jewish same people, same family, same lineage, own the networks, your sports teams, everything entertainment. If you look at the last names of a lot of the people that control the industry, look at Lowe's Theaters. Google that. Go to Wikipedia, and they're Jewish. Look at MGM. What does MGM stand for? Those are 3 Jewish names. Look at most movies, and you'll notice that the names of those producers and the studios are owned by Jewish people. I'm not racist at all. I just like to state the facts and kind of let people know what's going on in the world. So what is going on in the world? When we come back, I'll have more on this, and I'll let you guys know about what my dream is. When we come back, you're listening to – this is actually unplanned. I hit the wrong button in my computer, and I actually thought I was planning this show for Sunday, but all of a sudden, my computer said you were going on live. So, you know, hey, I'm a TV show host. I've trained in improv, and, you know, I'm actually glad that I can actually get these important issues out there for all you guys right now. So I'm going to talk racial profiling. I'm going to talk about an incident that I was pulled over in a brand new truck with a Major League Baseball player at gunpoint, and he did not take this public. This is over 10 years ago. He chose to remain quiet because he wanted to, quote-unquote, you know, save his career and not make a controversy. That's the problem. That's the problem. We have too many ignorant black people. We have black people looting and acting foolish. And we have millionaire professional athletes like my ex-friend. I don't even talk to him anymore. We're not friends anymore. I don't have respect for this guy. He's a scumbag because that can make a difference. But people like that have the plan. platform, that have the notoriety, that are wealthy, that came from nothing like he did and made something of himself, they have these incidents. He was at gunpoint. He was in cuffs. He was dragged to a police car. I was there. But he remained silent all these years. But you know what? I'm not silent. I'm a big mouth. You know, Malcolm X got murdered. Martin Luther King got murdered. Tupac got murdered. You know, Whitney Houston got murdered. Michael Jordan's dad got murdered. Biggie got murdered. Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy got murdered. You know, all of these people got murdered for doing the right thing. So, hey, if you murder me for saying the right thing, bring it on. We'll have more on this topic when we come back on the Live with Jonathan Aldrich Show. As mentioned, today's show was completely unplanned. I was planning a show, like I said, for Sunday, and all of a sudden my computer said, you are going on live. Well, nothing in life is an accident. If you listen to Deepak Chopra, a lot of things, or read his books, rather, a lot of things that he says, everything in life happens for a reason, everything is connected. So I'm going to get into my I Have a Goal speech a little bit later, but I just want to let you guys know that this world is not what you think it is. I've been very fortunate to achieve every single one of my goals in life. So if I die today, I've lived a happy life. Am I happy? No, I'm not happy. I don't talk about being unhappy because people will say you're depressed or they'll say this and that, and I don't have time for those things. I just want to enjoy my life. I don't know why I'm here, but I think now, you know, with this radio show and my TV show, I think I'm really realizing my purpose in life. However, I just have a goal. You know, I'm not a dreamer. I'm a person that if you look at what I've done in my life, I've accomplished goals, but I set goals. I don't dream. I don't wish. I don't hope. I make things happen. I'm a person that gets things done. And I have a lot of respect for Chris Rock. Chris Rock is one of the only, I'll repeat this, is one of the only black American men in America that actually tells the truth with his platform about these important issues. I think he mentioned something about racial profiling recently. He mentioned something about Major League Baseball recently. Just Google those, and that's good information for you guys. I avoid the radio. I avoid the TV. But I actually produce things on radio and TV because I'll tell you why I avoid those things. Everything you see on TV is an illusion. It's fake. There's only one reason for TV, and that's to have ad revenue, sponsorships, advertising. There's only a few reasons for sports. If you look at Yormark, Michael Yormark, I interviewed him. He's a great guy. But if you look at an article I think he did in Sports Illustrated with his brother years ago, they said hockey. They own the Panthers in Florida, but now he works for Jay-Z. And his brother owns the Brooklyn Nets as well. But anyways, they said as owners of the Florida Panthers, the real action is not the hockey. That is the sideshow. For them, the real action is sponsorship dollars. All the ads they can put in the bathroom, on the floor, on the walls, you know, around the rink. And look at any baseball stadium. You don't see a professional baseball stadium anymore without sponsorship. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. In my opinion, sports is fixed. The networks, in my opinion, know, and I've heard this from other people. I've seen it in movies, so I'm not just talking out of the side of my neck. The networks know. In my opinion, and like I said, from my research and what I've been told, correct me if I'm wrong, but the networks know who's going to win the World Series, Super Bowl, and the NBA championship before the season even starts. So is that fair for you guys that pay your money to see these players make millions of dollars and that they're faking a show for you like professional wrestling? But you guys pay for it. So, America, it's your fault things are the way they are because you guys wake up every day and go to McDonald's. It's your fault. Quit dreaming. Have a goal. Do something with your life, America. It's your fault people are making, like, A-Rod $25 million a year taking steroids. You go watch them. You pay $50, $60, $70 for a ticket. It's your fault, America. Quit rioting. Quit blaming yourself. Quit being racist. If you want to make a difference, stop going to baseball games. If you want to make a difference, stop going to McDonald's. Stop complaining that you're overweight. Stop complaining that fast food's killing you. I eat 100% organic. I avoid eating out in many restaurants. I avoid anything that's not grass-fed beef. I avoid anything that is not that has concentrate juice wise. I eat 100% organic, grass fed. I eat Ezekiel sprouted bread. You know, I don't drink bottled water. I don't watch TV. I don't listen to the radio. You know, I'm making a difference. If you guys want to make a difference in this world, then do something. I propose don't go to McDonald's anymore. Don't go to fast food anymore. Don't even go to your job tomorrow. If you're tired of seeing the 1% elite have all the money, guess what? A job, people say, is J-O-B, just over broke. Most people that complain about their jobs are working in a job helping somebody else achieve their dreams and their goals. If you don't like it, quit your job and start your own business like I did. I mean, what about money? I don't believe in Jesus. Jesus is a fake illusion. Sorry, you guys. Sorry, it is what it is. If you do history, we all came from Africa, and I'll post videos and show you guys research on this later on. But I did my lineage, and my cousin showed me Adam Ra, God the Father. He's the true God. Michael Jackson was murdered because Michael Jackson was Muslim, and he was going to have a big tour. And if everybody found out that Michael Jackson was Muslim, imagine what could have happened. People love Michael Jackson. Girls faint at the presence of Michael Jackson. I had friends in New York that actually were backup dancers for Michael Jackson. They were excited about his tour and all those things that Michael Jackson was getting ready to do, and all of a sudden he came up dead. He was murdered, America. If you guys are tired of this stuff, quit rioting. Quit going to rap concerts. Lil Wayne, are you kidding me? This guy, I respect him as a businessman and an entrepreneur, but come on, dude, really? And all these black kids that walk around with their pants and their butt showing, really, are you kidding me? I don't even acknowledge people that have their pants hanging as black people. You're an animal to me. But you guys buy rap music. You guys buy, you know, all these songs. You know, who is it? T.I.? He's always in jail. He gets every movie role. Stop watching his movies. You guys are upset about things and you want to make a difference? Stop rioting. Stop getting mad at one another. Do like Chris Rock and I are doing. Make a difference. I have a goal. What's it going to take? That's what it's going to take, you guys. We got to all say, you know what? No more fast food. Just stop buying fast food. Cook your own food. Spend time with your kids. Spend time with your family. You know? You want to make a difference, America? Your kids are playing video games on their phone all day long. Make them stop. You're a parent. Be a parent. Make them stop. And actually have time together. Have family time together. You want to make a difference, America? Stop going on Facebook when you're married. You're inviting guys to flirt with you. You're disrespecting your husband and your wife. You don't need to be in contact with everybody that you ever knew in life. It doesn't work that way. I mean, come on, America. I have a goal. Do you have a goal? I do. You know, I'm just frustrated. I'm angry. I'm mad. I'm all these emotions because we live in a world that people get mad because the 1%, you know, 90% of the people, you know, I'm sorry, 10% of the people own 90% of the money. Well, then what are you going to do about it? Then stop going to work for the people that have all this money and start empowering yourself. Stop buying. Tommy Hilfiger and Liz Claiborne said they don't want black people wearing their clothes or buying their products. Yet, when I was in college, every black guy in college wore Tommy Hilfiger. It's our problem, black people that were in this position. It's our problem, you know? I asked my friend Ray Langford years ago, Ray, how come Bill Cosby, Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, how come all these black entertainers and athletes and celebrities don't come together and do something for black Americans? Ray said, Jonathan, it's because every single time a black person does something, they have to go through a white person. I didn't agree. I didn't understand that, but now I get it. You know, Oprah Winfrey is only Oprah Winfrey because King, if you look at the name King, King World was her distributor. Oprah Winfrey was the first person to ever actually have the distribution rights to own her own show with syndication and distribution, and King set her up with that. I think he was Jewish, but now Oprah's owned by CBS. She doesn't own any of that stuff, you guys. CBS owns Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey is, quote-unquote, a puppet, but you can't really call her a puppet. She is, you know, very talented, but it's the people that own her distribution and her syndication. She's their brand. It's all about branding. Michael Jordan, you know, is arguably the greatest player to ever play basketball. But why is he so wealthy right now? It's because Falk, which was his agent, negotiated an unprecedented a contract with Nike. Jordan wanted to go with Adidas or Converse. Do the research. Go on Google, Wikipedia, do your own research. But Falk negotiated an amazing contract, which actually changed professional sports, merchandising, and licensing forever. You know, if you're unhappy, why do you guys keep buying Jordans if you're unhappy with the way things are? You know what I mean? You know, Bill Cosby, I respect him. He, and like Chris Rock, talk the truth. So I didn't mention Bill Cosby earlier, but sorry, Bill. You know, Mr. Cosby, I love you. I met you in your dressing room when I was younger with my parents in Vegas. I have a lot of respect for you. You also speak the truth. I'm sorry they gave all those allegations against you. I believe you, Mr. Cosby, not the media. But Mr. Cosby's making a difference. From what I researched, Mr. Cosby tried to buy NBC, and they murdered his son. This is not right. John F. Kennedy, in 1962, John F. Kennedy was ready to sign some type of order, which would have done something almost like 9/11 in Cuba did. And then John F. Kennedy said, you know what, the America needs to own the Federal Reserve and not have Rockefeller own the Federal Reserve. And John F. Kennedy got murdered. Do the research. Do your own math. You know what? I'm going to come back and talk about the truth about Hollywood when we come back. I have a dream. I have a dream for things to change in this country. And I'm just tired of seeing people talk about, you know, racism. Because I've been pulled over, you know, in a car with a Major League Baseball player at gunpoint. He did nothing about it. We were released. We were allowed to go free. We didn't do anything wrong. But that's racial profiling. They call it DM, driving while black, DWB. That's not right. I've been pulled over many times just for being black. You know what? I have a dream that we can change this world, this country. It's going to take people one by one to come together. You know, we got to come together because people don't care about the 99%. It's only the 1% with the money and the power. But guess what? We buy their products to give them the money and the power. So, America, stop eating fast food. Stop buying these products. If you guys aren't unhappy with your careers, your lives, your jobs, and the state of our country, you don't need to riot and protest. Just use your dollars wisely. You choose where to spend your money. You can empower yourself. Buy real estate. You know what I mean? You know, invest your dollars. Get out of credit card debt. Anyways, I'll be back. Taking a break. We'll come back in a minute more with the live with Jonathan Alder show here on Blog Talk Radio. It's so interesting. Today I was, you know, actually going to plan a speech called, you know, I Have a Dream for Sunday, and all of a sudden I was going and planning the speech, setting up my show, and I hit the wrong button, and it said, you are on the air live. So today's show was unplanned. I have a show with PJ Leonard, producer, scheduled for today. Not sure if I'll actually get to that show today because I'm not sure if I can do more than one show in a day. We'll find out pretty soon. But anyways, you know what? I'm going to just break something that nobody talks about, and it's called the down low. And it's called People Being Gay and Bisexual in Hollywood. Clive Davis, Google Clive Davis, CBS. He finally admitted, I think, in 2013 that he was bisexual. What does bisexual mean? He didn't say he was gay. He said he was bisexual. It means, excuse my language, he's fucking guys and girls. Bisexual, America. But guess what? You guys buy all these records and all these CDs and iTunes. You guys are being fooled, you know? You guys need to stop chasing the carrot and realize that the world's being pulled over your head by the industry and the media. So, America, what are you going to do about it? I have a dream. I heard that Oprah Winfrey from Jesse Jackson's, I was with Jesse Jackson's crew in the Sheraton Hotel years ago in New York, and Jesse Jackson's crew told me that Oprah Winfrey was bisexual. Gail is her girlfriend. The stubbin is really just, they call it a beard, a B-E-A-R-D, Google beard, go to Urban Dictionary. A beard is somebody that they use in the industry to make you think that they actually like the opposite sex, but in reality it's somebody that they hire in a business contract so that they can actually be gay, you know, off the record, but for you guys to make millions of dollars off of you guys. Same with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. Will likes men, Jada likes women. I like Queen Latifah. I like Ellen because they're honest. Rosie O'Donnell's honest. And I truly believe that there's something going on with LeBron James and Drake. I mean, guys don't take pictures together like that. Google pictures of LeBron and Drake, and you'll see for yourself. You know, Chris Bosh, you know, he declined an interview with me. He was very rude to me. Chris Bosh, we all know that you are definitely I have to call you guys all bisexual because, you know, you do sleep with men and women, but people think Chris Bosh is gay. Look at his mannerisms. He's not straight, and I don't have a problem with people that are gay. I love Morgan Ball and Lee Summit because he's honest. He's who he is. The administration made him go to school and change clothes. I will not tolerate that. I don't like what they did to Morgan Ball. So, Morgan Ball, I'm always going to be there for you. You know, you say that you're gay. You stand up for who you are. I love that about you, Morgan Ball. I love Ellen. I have gay friends. I have all that stuff. I have a problem with people like Oprah Winfrey who actually say that they are actually straight. But she's never said she wasn't bisexual. I want somebody to ask Oprah if she's bisexual and see what she says. She's maybe said she wasn't gay. She's being truthful. She's not gay. She's bisexual. You know, Clive Davis finally openly admitted in CBS 2013 that he was bisexual. So just imagine how many other people are. Eddie Murphy, he got caught with transvestite hookers. Excuse my language, America. That's a guy with a dick. Why did Magic Johnson catch AIDS? Because there's a love triangle in Hollywood. Johnny Gill, Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, and Magic Johnson are all lovers. Wake up, America. Wake up, America. You know, Usher, P. Diddy. You know, I heard Kevin Hart is part of that down low, you know, black man stuff. You know, the down low is big in D.C. and actually big in Atlanta. And think about how many entertainers and rappers come out of Atlanta. You guys, do the math. They're all, you know, not, I can't say all, but a lot of them are also bisexual. But you guys are letting them fool you. You watch their movies. You buy their CDs. You buy their iTunes. It's your fault, America, that the 1% has the money. And the executives love this. Why is it that every black actor, I'm sorry, most black comedians have to wear a dress in Hollywood to get a role? I have no respect for Tyler Perry. He's also one of people say he's gay. I got to say bisexual because, like I said, they will date women and men. But Tyler Perry came from the gay circles in Atlanta. That's how he got the idea for Madea. He took it from one of his friends. Google that on YouTube. And one of his friends talks about, one of his ex-friends talks about, I think his name's Rodney something. Google Rodney Tyler Perry on YouTube. And he'll talk about how Tyler Perry got his idea and how Tyler Perry is really just a gay man. But they don't, Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey, they don't admit to being, they don't talk about being gay. They just steal your money, America. They steal your money. They front like they go to church. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, we're going to talk religion one episode because I used to be a Christian. I used to follow Muslim. You know, I have friends that are Jewish. But, you know, a lot of these things are just plagiarized from Egyptian religion. So I have Indian in me, and my family ancestors came from Africa. So I pray to Adam Ra, Puhu, God the Father, King of King, Lord of Lords, the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, the sky, the universe. That's who I pray to. You know what? Jesus is a figment of your imagination. There were over, if you watch go to YouTube and Google Zionist, there's over, I think, 10, 15, I don't know how many different types of Jesuses that came about in the years. The Bible was plagiarized for control. You know what? I used to attend a Christian church. You know, a lot of these churches and pastors, they're stealing your money as well. America, that's where we're going to really have a difference. Stop dreaming. Have a goal. I will have more on this later. You know, my time for today is actually almost up. But we'll take a break, and I'll come back with some closing remarks here on Live with Jonathan Aldridge on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to the Live with Jonathan Aldridge show. So, like I said, today's show was unplanned. I had a show planned today with PJ Leonard. I hope we can still do that show later on today. Not sure if I can do more than one episode in a day, but we'll find out. But anyways, you know, I do have a goal. I have a goal that we can all get along, that we can all live in a place where we don't have racism. We can all live in a place where, you know, Tupac mentioned all these golf courses, but yet we have homeless people. You know, in a way, some people are homeless, gave up hope, and that's why they're homeless. But look at the way the economy and real estate and all these things are happening. Why don't people give up hope? You know what I mean? Look at all the veterans that go to war, come back, and they have no job. They get hurt. They have no insurance. Their families are broken up. You know what? I have a goal where we can stop watching reality TV, where we can stop watching fake stuff and spend more time with our kids. I have a goal where we can get off of social media. We can stop tweeting and stop Facebooking and spend time with our families. I have a goal where we can actually have family reunions and all get together and enjoy life. I have a goal. Life is short. We only live once. We don't know why we're here. We're just here. Our parents had sex. They had us. We're here. You know what? I have a goal that everybody can achieve their dreams and their goals. Did you know that when a man ejaculates, he has so many sperm coming out? But we're that one sperm that made it to life. So everybody in life, you guys are all winners. We all deserve to have our dreams and our goals. We all deserve to live the good life. We all deserve to have equal. Everybody's equal. It doesn't matter if you're a billionaire, millionaire, or if you're poor. We're all going to die. You cannot take anything with you when you die. My goal is that we can all be treated equally, that we all get along, that we all love one another, that we all enjoy our families, that we all enjoy life.